Well, in a week when the government made some amendments to the ETS scheme, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment's weighed into the debate with a report calling for the scheme to be enshrined in law. She cites Britain, where the Climate Change Act sets 5% carbon reduction targets, and it's worked. Their net emissions are down 66% from 1990 levels, so ours are up, of course. Dr. Jan Wright's with us. Very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Isn't going to happen. Are you frustrated by that?
I think it is going to happen.
You reckon?
Do you want to have a bet?
$10.
Look, I'm not so... This is not just the responsibility of the current government. It's the responsibility of all those governments into the future, whether they're blue or red or green or any other colour. And what this UK Act did was bring together all the parties in Parliament to sign up to a process so they could plan about how they were going to do this and get it rolling forward. And that's what this is about. So I'm not terribly interested in pointing the finger at the current government. I want all of those parties to get together and start putting an act through like this that enables them to work together and get some stability here.
Part of the problem is, of course, the economy. The economy's booming. When economies boom, you emit more, and that's our difficulty, and governments don't want to mess with that, do they?
Well, there are things you can do, Mike, which are good for the economy and good for greenhouse gases. It's not always head-to-head. I think what's really interesting to me with this is the number of private companies that have come out in support of what I'm saying. Westpac, Dairy New Zealand, Meridian, Z Energy, because the private sector knows you've got a plan. You plan where you want to get to and work out how you're going to get there.
How big a hurdle, though, is agriculture? We are unique because of agriculture. It's not even in the ETS, for goodness sake.
Agriculture is pretty tough. We're going to have to do something about it. But we've got great opportunities here as well. We've got wind farms and geothermal plants, which are low carbon energy, already consented, ready to go. So we've got a great opportunity to really go flat out with electrifying transport, more electricity in industry. You know, there's no point just saying this is our problem, agriculture, it's not fair. Ireland has put through a law like this, copying the UK. Ireland has a large proportion of agriculture too. So, you know, I'm looking for the parties to get together here. We need to take the politics out of this, not entirely, but as much as possible.
All right, good luck with it. Jan Wright, who is the Environment Commissioner, and her report this week.